I'm going to start with a question. All right. What was the fifth seal? Just kidding. You won't be able to remember that. All right. Questions? Yeah.
My question is just a bit hard and tough for me to embrace. The fact that we have the cherubim and the seraphim guiding and protecting. Just imagine when we get to heaven, the Bible says there will be a chasm between those that are not going to make it to heaven. They can't even cross. So why the essence, why the presence of cherubim and seraphim? Why do they need to defend? Why are the angels going to be fighting? When we get to heaven, these guys are going to be powerless. These guys can't even cross. They can't even see how heaven looks like. So it's shock for me.
Now, first of all, the cherubim are not protecting us, right? They're protecting the throne of God. And when you get to Revelation 21 and 22, you don't even see the cherubim there anymore. Right? There's nothing for them to protect. Because the serpent has been thrown into the fire. The beast has been thrown into the fire. They've all been thrown into the fire, the second death. And there's a, like you said, there's this huge chasm. It's all symbolism. Take it for what it's worth. So I don't know what the cherubim are going to be doing. Maybe they'll take a long holiday. Because there's really going to be nothing left that they have to protect, if I understand it correctly. All right? Yeah. Your wife was first.
Before I became a Christian, the notion I had, or the belief I, you know, what they told me was that the, you know, after Jesus comes for his saints, those who, you know, those who didn't make it, you know, when it comes, you know, the second time, are the ones that will face this persecution. The 3.5 years, they will face serious persecution, and then God will come finally for his, so for his saints. So I don't know how that fits into what you are saying.
Right. Yeah, that's the premillennial theory. Remember that one slide that I had there with all that, those lines connecting, all that sort of stuff? That's a bunch of nonsense. Utter nonsense. Jesus comes back, that's it.
Only once.
That's it. Where did that stuff come from? It didn't come from the Bible. It came from people's imagination. It's just not true. And you think, because they have books and all this, you think they have some scriptures. But if you look at their scriptures, they're like, where do they get that from? Where do you find the tribulation? Where do you find the rapture? It's not there. So that's my answer. They're wrong. Now, again, it's not a salvation issue. So I don't get too worried about it. I'm not going to spend a lot of energy proving that that's not going to happen. To me, if it's a danger at all, I skip my whole section on why premillennialism is dangerous. I would say it's not as dangerous as a lot of other things, but the premillennial doctrine downplays the kingdom of God. And it says the kingdom of God is something for the future, not for now. Well, that's a big mistake. But it also is a distraction. It pulls people's attention away from preaching the gospel. So there's a few reasons I don't like that theory. I wish people would just stop talking and stop defending it. It's false teaching. But honestly, I'm not too worried about it compared to everything else. You know, some people in our churches believe in all that stuff just because they learned that growing up. And we don't really take the trouble to prove it's not true. I personally, I'm not too worried about that. But at some point, we should probably do a class on, say, Ezekiel or Daniel or Revelation and kind of clear them up on that stuff. Okay?
Okay. This is not for knowledge. I know it won't add up to salvation, but when you were talking about the incense.
The what?
Incense.
Incense.
Incense. Incense. Incense. Incense. Incense. Incense. Incense. Incense. Incense. Incense. Incense. Incense. Incense.
Incense.
Yes. Okay. As I was growing up, the belief is that those who blow that are probably using it to ward away evil spirits. And that's very common with Muslims. Okay? Now, I am very sensitive to smell. And when I see where they blow that, I hate it. Now, when I see some other churches also blow it, those who call themselves such churches, not necessarily our church, our church will be
Catholics,
and the rest of them. The first thing that comes to my mind is these people are evil. But now I'm beginning to see again now, from what I've just seen, that it represents prayers, and that probably they are praying. Now, even though it's not going to add up to being saved, now if I pray